They were exhausted. Maybe they were even defeated by the storm. And then they see this image walking across the water. Now, just to add to this picture, if anyone has been out on the lake here when a storm is brewing, there's no moon out, about 3 a.m, I mean, you don't see much of anything, do you? Matter of fact, it's hard to sometimes see the hand in front of your face. So it had to be really dark. And so Jesus, and I've always wondered, how was Jesus seen, right? Maybe he was closer than I've always pictured in my head, right? And I guess maybe that's the case because he carries on a conversation with them. But think about this. Tormented by the waves. They've been beaten against these waves and fighting against this wind for hours. And now they see this ghost. What would you do? What would you do? Well, the disciples were terrified, the Scripture tells us. Again, they were tired, they were defeated, they were afraid of dying, and now they're terrified because they see this ghost walking on the water. And you see, I really think that Matthew wants us to know that sometimes it takes eyes of faith to recognize when Jesus is around. You ever been in that place? Sometimes it takes the eyes of faith to recognize when Jesus is around. Often in the middle of a storm, tormented by waves, disappointments and doubts, we are no better, you and I are no better, you and me. Anyway, we are no better at recognizing His presence, are we, than the disciples were. The next thing we learn is that water walkers discern between faith and foolishness. Peter blurted out to the water walker, "If it's you, command me to come to you on the water." Now see, Matthew is couching this story, and it's a story about obedience. It's a story about obedience more than risking. Jesus, if it's you, command me to come to you. And what that means is that I have to discern. You have to discern. Peter had to discern between the authentic call from God and what might simply be a foolish impulse on his part, on your part, on our part. You see, courage alone is not enough. It must be accompanied by wisdom and discernment. Wisdom and discernment. Matthew is not glorifying risk-taking for its own sake. Jesus is not looking for bungee jumping, hand gliding, day trading, tornado chasing folks. All right? Peter is not fulfilling his recreational needs here. It's about extreme discipleship. Extreme discipleship. So water walkers discern between faith and foolishness. Next, we learn that water walkers get out of the boat. Eric, what in the world are you talking about? Well, your boat is whatever represents safety and security to you apart from God Himself. Your boat is whatever you are tempted to put your trust in. Especially when life gets a little stormy. What is it when the boat starts rocking that you place your faith in? What is it that you are tempted to put all of your trust in, especially when those storms of life come by? You see, your boat is whatever keeps you comfortable, and you don't want to give it up. Remember the story of Moses? Remember he was out watching the sheep, right? He walks by the burning bush and he says, "Whoa, what is going on there? That bush is burning, but it's not being burned up, right?" And he walks up to that, and after God asks him to take off his shoes, what is the next thing that God asks him to do? What is the one thing that Moses had? The one thing that got the lions away from his sheep, fought off the people from stealing his sheep. What was that one thing that he had? Really, when you think about from our standards, it wasn't much of all, was it? But what was that one thing that he had? His staff. That was his life. That staff was his life. And what did God tell him to do? Moses, lay it down.